This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, folks. There's a new in-game study that reveals the most politically charged NFL fan bases. And Jeff Edelstein, from senior analyst with In-Game, joins us. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So, Jeff, tell me first, what got y'all interested in looking at, you know, what the politics were of the NFL franchise fan bases?
Curiosity, honestly. You know, it's just the NFL stands apart, we think, from a lot of other, you know, sports leagues in that probably, unfortunately, politics has gotten tied up in it, right? It's you know, the NFL is by leaps and bounds the most popular sport in the NFL in America. And, you know, we've seen over the years how it's become a little bit more politically charged. You know, I mean, just thinking back to, Whitney Houston, the national anthem during the Gulf War, which really, like, got everyone, you know, rah-rah, you know, America. And then, you know, then the Colin Kaepernick situation, which really split people's opinions. And on and on. So it was something that we were just kind of curious about. And so we figured, well, let's hire someone and see what happens.
So y'all went about this by looking at social media discussions, setting up matrices to look at that as to what these fans were actually talking about. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah. We worked with a company called Brandwatch, and you know, we analyzed social media data for about a year. You know, looking for, you know, just keywords like Republican, Democrats, blue states, red states, you know, things that people talk about online. And, you know, we kind of, you know, together we put a score together on which, you know, which fan bases were the most politically active. And then we broke it down, like, you know, which were, you know, more Republican leaning, more Democrat leaning, and so forth.
So let's jump into this. Which National Football League fan bases are the most politically charged?
Well, the one that came in number one is the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs. And while we can't say for sure why that is, I have my own little theory here. And it's because this, you know, we conducted this study during the height of the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, the relationship as they were getting together. And, you know, again, much like many other things in America these days, we kind of splinter politically. And Taylor Swift is no exception. So I'm guessing that was one of the big major causes that the Chiefs ranked so high. Coming in number two were the Eagles and the Commanders at three. Both not terribly surprising. Northeast, you know, one in D.C., one near D.C. But you guys down there in New Orleans, the Saints, you know, the Saints fans came in as the ninth most politically active fan base here in our rankings, and it came down hard on the Republican side as far as which side can, you know, the Well, the Saints didn't. You know, there was 80% negative sentiment from the Democrats on the Saints side. So that, I guess that's where your fans are sitting right now politically.
So when you the 80%, they favored the Republicans by 80%. They were not the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's almost better to flip it the other way to say that there was 80% negative sentiment towards the Democrats.
Towards the Democrats. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make. So was there anything else with that particular viewpoint of being politically charged that you found interesting? And let me just read the teams from our listening audience. Number one was the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, the Eagles. Number three, the Commanders. Number four, the Broncos. Detroit was number five. Dallas was number six. Minnesota, number seven. Carolina, eight. The Saints, nine. And the Cardinals, 10, as it relates to that category. Anything else in there that you found kind of unusual or interesting?
Well, you know, I just on the overall of it all, right? I'm very curious to see. You know, I'd love for us to do this again in 5 years, frankly, and to see how much of it is sticky, how much of it changes, how much of it, you know, is particular to one area or region. Because, you know, again, we don't know what, you know, nobody can read the future. The idea that, you know, that the one thing that I'm pretty confident of, and I think that we're all pretty confident of, is that the politics in the NFL aren't going to be disassociating themselves anytime soon, right? And so, you know, it almost serves as a pretty good barometer of how interested in politics the nation is by how interested in politics NFL fan bases are.
Yeah, it's kind of as I read through it, it was kind of like, that's a head scratcher there. There's an underbelly to this that I think it doesn't reveal itself in a real overt way, right? About the feeling of the fans. There were some that really surprised me that were either more right-leaning than I anticipated or more left-leaning than I anticipated.
Yeah, which is why, like, you know, while this study is wildly interesting, and, you know, we could probably talk about it for hours, as I said earlier, I'm curious to see how sticky it is and, like, and where this all lands, you know, in a few years. If I had one wish, though, I wish it would all disappear, quite frankly. You know, I'm old enough to remember when you could, you know, be a football fan and not have to, you know, and politics didn't enter the equation, right?
One of the things that I was kind of curious, you brought up the relationship between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Sure.
But probably during the same time you were in the field, they had this really sticky issue about moving the stadium, right, across the river to another state. And what's even become stickier is this discussion about some of the annulments that the owners are getting for this stadium and whether or not this should be publicly financed to the extent that it is. And do you think that's playing a part in any of this?
Yeah, that's a great point, right? I'm sure Kansas City Chiefs fans were certainly pretty keyed into the local politics during the time that we were going through this. And, you know, and in the end, like, it looks like they are moving across the river to Kansas. So yeah, that's again definitely one thing. Which is why like I'm going to be fascinated to look at this data again in a few years and see how much of it stays the same. And obviously, you know, I mean, we haven't even touched on the fact that, you know, this was all going on during we started looking at this towards the end of the political cycle in 24, you know, and then, you know, with Trump, you know, the inauguration. So, you know, obviously it was one of the more politically charged times that we're going to see. Not that things have settled down much lately, but it's the NFL fan bases and political fan bases, if you will, the Venn diagram is getting wider and wider, it feels like, as we move along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Do you get the sense that there's any remnants of the Colin Kaepernick controversy that reveals itself in some of these numbers?
That's a great question. I don't really have a good answer for that, but I do think that for a certain segment of the population, you know, basically, you know, anyone who was like, you know, 20 or so, at, you know, and older at the time, it kind of imprinted like the idea that like the NFL is not immune to societal, you know, goings on in a way, right? Because the Kaepernick situation really did split. You know, it split people, really. You know, it was because Kaepernick was a winning quarterback who spoke out, and he either was blackballed from the league or maybe wasn't good enough to require somebody to give him another shot. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that I don't know if it's top of mind for many people, but I think once somebody says it, like right now, and for anyone who's listening right now, has an opinion still on Kaepernick, despite the fact that we're going on 10 years of that controversy.
Yeah, you know, because I think it's blatantly obvious that some teams, you know, they still have that messaging in the end zone and the messaging on the collar of the helmet in the back, where some teams really have taken some of the themes that are less controversial and they're utilizing those, and others take a whole different approach have continued to use some that are more controversial.
Yeah, I guess part of that obviously is going to depend on where they're playing and who the, you know, and it's going to depend on the ownership. It's going to depend on where they play. It's going to depend on, you know, who the fan base is, right? You know, I'm sure, like, you know, the calculus that would go into to decisions made for the San Francisco 49ers, for instance, I'm sure going to be different than the calculus that goes on for, you know, a team like, say, you know, the Detroit Lions, right?
Yeah.
Where the political, you know, winds are different for sure.
So do you anticipate that y'all may look at this again in about 5 years?
I hope so. Yeah, I would think we will. I, you know, it's something that we're it doesn't really speak to what we do on the day-to-day basis, which is cover the, you know, the sports gambling industry. But it is just something that we find a little fascinating. And you never know, like, what we're going to turn up with something like this. I do want to say, though, before you let me go, that if I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, I'm very happy with the direction of this franchise. You got yourself a quarterback down there finally.
Yeah, I think we would agree. It was a tough year for us, but they stayed competitive. And I said that from day one. As long as they stay competitive in these games and they're playing to the end, the fan base is going to hold firm. And I think they did. I would be interested in your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I think – I mean, the Saints, they I think they ended up – I'll tell you, I'll put it to you this way. I would not have wanted them in the playoffs playing one of my teams. You know what I'm saying? They were in it all the way. They played hard. And they have, you know, they seem to be one of those teams that you could just tell they knew that they come into the season that things were not, you know, nobody was thinking Super Bowl for the Saints. But by the end of the season, I'd have to imagine that if you're a Saints fan, you're looking forward to the start of training camp next year.
No, absolutely. And you know, and we, unfortunately, early on, we didn't get a lot of breaks. And you need a little bit of luck in the NFL, too. You got to get some breaks for sure. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jeff Edelstein, senior analyst in game. Very interesting study. Truly appreciate the time and the insight, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a great day.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll be right back. We'll go to talk lines. Give us a shout. What do you think? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.